So if we want to talk about home ownership, we need to go to Zillow.com. So pull it up for you. This is ZillowGroup.com. I think that's the same as Zillow. I don't know. Current home buyers a year ago. So maybe a little bit old news, but I think it could characterize today's buyers as well. Current home buyers are feeling the pressure of today's low inventory, high demand market. In fact, it's squeezing the tears right out of their eyes. A recent Zillow survey found that 50% of home buyers cried at least once during the purchasing process. Younger buyers were even more likely to shed tears. Who would have thought? About 61% of millennial buyers and 65% of the Gen Z buyers surveyed said that they cried during the process. Even most of those with dry eyes admitted that buying a home entailed some emotional difficulty. Nearly 90% of the recent buyers Zillow surveyed said at least one aspect of the home buying process was stressful. Although the process may seem daunting, there are several things you can do that could ease the mental burden. And then it goes on and it gives a list. I'll just read you the bold list. Get your finances in order before looking at homes. You can help us out here. Hire the right agent. Use tech to your advantage. Stay organized and enjoy the journey. So part of enjoying the journey, or maybe this will make it more stressful for you, is when do you need to put up mezuzahs when you buy your house? Now, there's been a lot of talk about this over the last few weeks, and people have thrown out statements. Not looking at anyone in 10, but not looking at anyone. Now we're going to tackle what is the halacha. And it's a little bit tough halacha over here. I just want to know, you buy a house. January 1st, you buy the house. You close on January 1st. You're not moving in until February 1st. I don't know when they move out. Doesn't make so much of a difference to me. But let's say they move out January 1st also. Okay? When do you put up your mezuzah?
February 1st.
February 1st? March 1st?
February 1st
when I move in.
Maybe a week after you move in.
Maybe a week after I move in. What about March 1st? Do I get 30 days from when I move in?
No.
What about January 1st?
Depends if it's a leap year or not.
30 days from when you move in. 30 days when you move in. So you're saying March 1st. Okay, let me go, then we're going to vote. They leave January 1st and you own it legally January 1st. You move in your stuff let's make it even more geschmack. You move in your stuff on January 15th, okay? So you're moving truck, but you're still at your parents, your in-laws, whatever, for another 2-3 weeks. You haven't slept in the house till February 1st. So you own it January 1st, okay? Your stuff gets in there January 15th. You move in February 1st. When do you put up your mezuzahs?
Or is it until when?
January 30th. That's a good one. That's a good question also. You're there?
You're saying, until when do you have to?
When are you chayiv? I don't know. When should you? I'll leave it vague. When should you put up your mezuzah? Go to Rabbi Rosenfeld and say, Rabbi, these are the facts. When do I put up my mezuzahs?
Don't say yes.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you, come to my chabura. Now, there's no answer, yeah? So what is the answer to this? Who says January 1st? Okay, January 1st. No, anyone want to vote for you? You bought the house. You own the house, my friend. Okay, so raise your hand high then. January 1st? No takers. January 15th when all your garbage and stuff is in the house, yeah? You got all your boxes, you got your beds. No, you have your moving truck moving fully January 15th. So you got your beds there, you got your wall units, you've got everything in there. You've got your utensils, they may be in boxes, but the big stuff are unpacked, yeah? Like the beds are out, yeah? So anyone say January 15th? No one, interesting. What about February 1st? Now it's the first day you moved in. Okay. What about March 1st? March 1st, okay. Says a Tosos in Avodah Zarah talking about absolutely nothing relevant to our discussion. He's in a discussion about selling homes to non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, not okay, whole discussion of that. In the middle of this Tosos, in a very long Tosos, spans like a page and a half, Tosos makes a comment in which he says that a person, he says, maybe has no true ownership of houses in Chutz Laretz. In other words, you can sell it to whoever you want, doesn't make a difference, that's for his discussion. But then he says, one second, and therefore he says, maybe a house in Chutz Laretz is not Beisecha. It's not considered your house. Because in the Shmutz Laretz, Chutz Laretz, it's not your house. We should all be in Eretz Yisrael. That's the place we should be. Tosfos says, one second. That can't be, he says, from the halacha of mezuzah, he says. We know that last week or 2 weeks ago when we talked about mezuzahs for rentals, we said a rental house in Chutz Laretz is obligated in mezuzah, which implies that it is your Beisecha. And even he says, if you want to tell me rentals are different because you have 30 days, it's obvious, says Tosfos, that if you buy a house in Chutz Laretz, no, what are we talking about? Queens right here, buying a house in Queens. What's the halacha? Listen to this line of Tosfos. He's not even discussing it. He says, D'imu shelo, if the bias is yours, in other words, you bought it in Chutz Laretz, Chayeves miyad. You're obligated to put up a mezuzah immediately. It's not a discussion, says Tosfos. Tosfos is talking about a totally different topic and just assumes, takes for granted, that if you buy a house in Shmutz Laretz over here, then you gotta put up your mezuzah miyad. What does the nice word miyad mean? Literally, it translates as immediately.
Investment.
Immediately from when? That's a great question. If it's an investment, do I need to put it up right away? What about if I don't move in right away? Miyad. When did you buy the house, my friends, according to my case?
January 1st,
you're totally 100,000% responsible for that house. Yeah? Better have insurance starting from January 1st for sure. Yeah? So now my question to you is, does anyone want to change their vote? When do you need to put up a mezuzah? Anyone want to change their vote to January 1st? The Maharam Shik was presented with an interesting question by the Aruch Laner, two great, great Talmudic scholars, Rabbanim, in the, I think, late 17th, possibly early 1800s. He said, I printed out for you. No, okay. So we have a person, the case is a person owned a house with an attic. Okay? A two-floor house from the late 1700s or 1800s, two-floor house. Now, in general, the owner of the house lived on the bottom, and he rented out the top of the house, maybe to a non-Jew often, where it didn't have a mezuzah, but for some reason, the top of the house was never used by the owner. It was always a rental property. Made a little bit of extra income in this two-family house. I don't know if it was legal, two-family house, but okay. So you're upset, late 1700s, doesn't make so much of a difference. Now the question is, the tenant moves out, and the owner asked Aruch Laner, who wrote a letter to the Maharam Shik, and said he wants to use the room for a week because he's doing construction on his bottom-level house. He wants to know, can he just move into the attic for a week or 10 days and not put up a mezuzah, because he's not really living there. He's going to rent it out a few days later. Right now it's vacant. He's got his opportunity to do construction in his house. He's going to get a new tenant in 7 to 10 days, it says. And therefore, he wants to know, if he lives there, does he put up a mezuzah? What do you say?
If it's part of the same house, why would he not require a mezuzah?
Because he's never lived there.
Does it matter?
That's the question. Says the Aruch Haner to the Maharam Shik, does he put up a mezuzah? Who wants to say yes in this case? Yes, because it's his house. On the other hand, he's not living there. He's never lived there. It was a rental property. Now he wants to live in it, or
it's temporary.
It's temporary for less than 30 days. But he owns it. New? Relevant question or not? Seems like it's pretty relevant. Says
that, who he's going to rent it out to next?
Let's assume a non-Jew, just to make it easy. A non-Jew. So says the Maharam Shik, he needs to affix the mezuzahs immediately upon living in the attic. The attic becomes his dirah, becomes his beisecha, immediately. even if it doesn't become a full house for 30 days, still the owner would be obligated to put up a mezuzah immediately. In fact, he says, cites legal, now everyone knows Archoner over here. Archoner was, I think, even had a possible college degree. It's not known to anyone, but I think he had a university education, Rav Archoner. And so he writes that, I may be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure, you could Google it. But the Archoner, so he says, also look at the tax laws. You have to pay taxes, according to the city, once you live in it, even for one day. So this guy is going to dwell in that. He's got to pay for two addresses, you know, in for the next 7-10 days. So therefore, he says, it's not clear that why would you be putter from mezuzah? Of course, you're obligated to put up a mezuzah. And in fact, based on this Aruch Lener and this Maram Shik, if a person purchases a house and moves in on day one, let's just make it easy, when does he put up a mezuzah?
Day one.
What about our 30-day window by a renter, tenant? Not mentioned at all when it comes to purchasing a house. Rabbi Avadi Yosef, in typical Rabbi Avadi Yosef fashion, says, this is the opinion of the Harei Besamim, the opinion of the Heshev Moshe, this is the opinion of the Ari Dovi Loi, this is the opinion of the Grach Palachi, this is the opinion of Ruach Chaim, this is the opinion of the Sukkas David, the Way of Maven, the Shut Yarech Avram, I don't know who many of these Achronim are, but Rabbi Avadia did, and Rabbi Avadia looked up everyone, the Sefer Beis Aaron Crispin, and he points out, he says, look, I'll give you the biggest proof out of all of them, says this Beis Aaron Crispin, he says, even though it's not clear from any Rishonic literature when you put up a mezuzah, he says, the burden of proof is on you. You want to compare it to a tenant that you get 30 days? He says, stomo kiperusho. If the rabbis wanted it to get 30 days, they would have said, you have 30 days, like they said by a renter. You don't see that by a purchaser. He says, daf gubisocher, just by a tenant, amru, maybe you're putter for 30 days. We talked about 2 weeks ago, that wasn't even so true. But definitely by a purchaser, there's no such halacha. He says, davar barur hu. It is clear you must put up the mezuzah immediately, again, immediately from when? So far we have immediately from when you live in it. Oh, so maybe it's the day you own it. Let's say you don't move it in. When is it your house? It's your house when you own it. Exactly. So what's this business of moving in? All it says, they're talking about a case where the guy wanted to move in right away. So in that case, okay, you put it up the same day. The day you own it, the day you move it in. But what about my example when you got 30 days? Comes along the Sefer Chokre Lev, also late 17, perhaps early 1800s. And he writes like this. One little line changes the whole halacha. He says, gam bikone, also if you kone, also if you purchase a house, pater ad lamid yom. You have 30-day window. Why? Alkein tzorich yishuv. Because you need to be settled. And the pasuk doesn't say yishuv; it says what? Zos beisacha, right? It says your house, right? He says you need a yishuv. He says therefore, he says maybe you should put it up with that a bracha, but he says definitely don't make a bracha the first 30 days. The question is Chok Relev is a great source, but he seems to buck that whole list that Rabbi Avadi Yosef said, yeah?
And if you're going to do construction, it's going to mess up the mezuzah.
Okay, so I'm going to get to the construction in the second issue. It's a good point. Also, let's say you're not living there. You bought a house in today is the OU relocation fair. So, no, anyone is buying houses in Ulitzville, yeah? It's Scottsdale, Arizona, no? Uh-huh. Or you're buying it in Winnipeg, yeah? You're not moving there so fast. It's going to take you weeks till you finally get all your stuff there. But you buy the house today. Do you have to go make a trip to Winnipeg to put up your mezuzahs on day one of purchase and then come back? You're not even doing anything. You're not going to live there for 30 days. If you say miyad means immediately from when you ownership, when it's beis secha, then for sure you do. You need to spend the trip, and maybe your trip may be cheaper than the cost of your mezuzahs, but that's a separate discussion. Maybe shall owe you a relocation fare. They should pay for the mezuzah cost as well. And then this way, maybe they'll get more hits. Okay. So comes along, so how do we paskin? So Rabbi Avadia says, he cites all of his achronim who disagree with the Chokrei Lev that we saw before. Similarly, the Mishnah Halachas, the Ungver Rebbe, was asked this question. B'davar ha-she'ela, ha-nichnes b'beiso b'chutzarts. You enter into your house on the day that you purchase it. Let's make it clear. Im mechuyav b'mezuzah miyad. Do you need to put up a mezuzah immediately? O la'achra la'mid yom. Or do you have 30 days? He says, the person who asked him this question says you need to put it up immediately. He says, yofek kivin b'zeh. That is correct. He says, v'upashut b'chol ha-poskim. All the rabbis say you have to put it up immediately. They only say this 30 days for a renter. Then he says, what about you're going to tell me that there are yesh omrim, and he's referring to that chokrei lev, who disagree and says you have 30 days. And he says, maybe Rashi and Menacho sounds that way. Also, he says, mikol makom das rov aposkim. The majority opinion is, da'akone obone, you purchase or you build a bias, chayav b'mezuzah miyad. So the answer is pretty simple. If you purchase a house on January 1st and you move in on January 1st, it's a no-brainer. You put up your mezuzahs on January 1st. Now here's the question, with the bracha or without a bracha? I would tell you with the bracha. Unless you're following this chokrei lev, you better put it up with the bracha. That's the proper time to have a mezuzah, and everything seems pretty clear. But of course, nothing is exactly clear. What about our question? Do you bought the house on January 1st. You bring in all your stuff on January 15th. And you move in on February 1st. Anyone want to change their vote? Or are you all February 1st people? No?
Because he said if you purchase it, you move in the same day.
But which is the main one? Which is the main one?
You have to say if you purchase and move in the same day, if it's... If you have to put it up when you purchase,
but they're talking about moving. They're not talking about these deals where people are like, those days you bought a house, you moved in. Right? Like, it's not the discussion. We haven't seen a real good, robust discussion yet. I've got 5 minutes left. But we haven't seen a robust discussion about our split, about moving in different from ownership. Now, how many times did this happen? It must happen. I would venture to say, I'm not a real estate attorney, but I would venture to say that most cases, people don't move in on the day of the closing. There's a lag. It may not be a month, but there's a week or two. Or
months.
It could be months. I can tell you my two examples that I did, two houses that I've bought over my course of my life, is one, we definitely moved in 2-3 months afterwards, and they wanted post-closing possession. The other one, I think we had a month also. So it was, again, both cases, but there you had a from person living still in the house, and there's still mezuzahs. Correct. That's the bad example. Well, that's a separate discussion. But still, the question then becomes, is you buy a house, you don't move in for 30 days, and it's vacant for 30 days, there's no mezuzahs, do you have to go put up a mezuzah during those 30 days? Big nafkamina. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's say you buy a storage facility. You buy a garage.
Okay. So there you're renting. You're not buying it. There you're renting.
I said
a storage.
Buy.
What do you mean you buy? So you buy. So then you have to come back in a few weeks, because in a few weeks we have to talk about the garage problem. In general, you got a standalone garage. Does need a mezuzah? Does it not need a mezuzah? Mr. Klein may remember we talked about this in Ashkamin in 2014. I only know that because of my notes, but we'll come. We'll redo. We'll revisit it in 2024. Well, that's a question. Does a garage? Oh, so Mr. So Yehuda's already getting into my next point. I made a very clear case. You moved your stuff into my house over here on January 15th into your house. And no one here, I don't remember anyone raising their hand for the January 15th discussion. So let's see. So,
the whole thing kind of revolves around the question. Is the mezuzah on the house or on the...
Excellent. I think, and we've seen that this is a big machlokas. And we've also, but I would even tweak it a little bit more. Even if you say it's on the person, what is a person? You are your objects, yeah? Your bed is you. Your furniture is you or not. That's our question. So the Mishnah Brura, which is interesting, because he doesn't talk about Yaradeya topics in general. In the topic of tzitzis, talks about you buy a four-cornered beged, without the tzitzis, when do you have to stick on the tzitzis? So this is the question. Is it a din in the beged? Or is it a din in the house? If it's a din in the beged, you need to put it on immediately. If it's din in you, when you wear it. So this is a big discussion. Mishnah Brura compares mezuzah to tzitzis. And he says exactly what Mr. Herman said. Since mezuzah is a mitzvah upon the dweller needs to affix the mezuzah immediately upon dwelling in the house. This is just like tzitzis, where the bracha is recited upon wearing the tzitzis, not upon making the tzitzis. And the Kviyas Mezuzah Kelchasa, contemporary sefer, cites many who agree with the Mishnah Berurah. Accordingly, one should not affix a mezuzah with a bracha. Look, you want to put up your mezuzahs right away, that's fine. You should not make a bracha until you dwell in the house. So in our case, I'm getting there. So, well, it's definitely not January 1st right. to January 15th. So we've correct. Knocked off 15 days in our discussion. You have to live in the house. Now, the question then becomes, what is considered living in the house? Is it January 15th or is it February 1st? Or we've knocked off March 1st already because the 30 days that we knocked off. Comes along the... Well, actually, one more point, actually. One second. There are poskim who say that maybe January 15th is the main day. And that is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And the Chazan Ish said, even if you don't live in the house yet, you're not living in the house, if you bring your stuff into the house, that is considered as if you are living there. Now, why? One is because of Yehuda's reason, exactly Yehuda's reason, is it's no different than a storehouse. If you purchase a storehouse or a garage, as we'll talk about, perhaps it needs a mezuzah because your stuff are there. A second way to say it is, once I bring my stuff in there, it's as if I'm living there because I could live there if I get sick of my in-laws' house. Chas v'shalom, no one would ever think that would be the case. But you're supposed to be in in-laws for 2 weeks and you brought in all your stuff on January 15th and January 20th already you're getting on your in-laws' nerves, or your in-laws are getting on your nerves, whichever way it is. You move right back into your house. Your house is ready there for you to move right back in. You've put in all your stuff, so it's technically livable. You can easily go there and it's tantamount to dwelling in the house. However, the Stipler, who was the Chaim Kanievsky's father and the Chazan Ish's brother, seemed to not like this idea, huh?
Brother-in-law,
correct. Was thought it was insufficient that to simply put in your stuff, you have to do it the first time you have your first meal there. So I don't know, where you're sleeping doesn't seem to be the determinant. He says, the first time you move in and have a meal there, again, I'm not sure if you have a meal there, but you're sleeping at your in-laws, I don't know, then it gets a little bit confusing.
Correct.
Well, it's really the same question. It's where is considered, the upshot of this chabur is when and where is considered your base sikha.
What you're saying is that if the stuff is moved in, you're not sleeping there yet, but you go in after day one or day two,
yeah.
to work in the house, so, and you sit down and have a sandwich.
I don't know, according to the stipend.
Let's say your gas isn't hooked up yet, so you can't make food at your house. But you're sleeping there, but you're going out to eat.
I don't know. Because that gets very tricky. I think in our clear case, before I tell you my final point, I think our clear point, if I was passing, again, that's Rabbi Rosenfeld, but if Lamaisa, I would say, if someone is my case, they're owning it January 1st, and they're moving over stuff in the 15th, but they're not really living there until February 1st. If you want to be super frum, put up your mezuzahs without a bracha January 1st and take them down and make a new bracha on maybe February 1st. But I still think it's hard to say to make a bracha on January 15th. I think the more standard option is to make the bracha on February 1st when you really move in there. Once you get into all these permutations, it gets a little bit confusing. You're living there, but you're not really eating there. In a small, simple case, I would say you put up the mezuzahs and make the bracha February 1st. My final question, yeah? Now, when it's 60 degrees outside, we could ask the shaila, the bungalow shaila, yeah? Or now it's no longer bungalows. Your summer home in Birchwood or in any of these places, Vacation Village, yeah? You buy a house, okay? Purchase it. No fake ownership. You buy the house, you spend $1 million to one of the summer homes, yeah? And January 1st... That's my question, okay. But January 1st, you buy it, okay? It's purchased January 1st. It may be winterized, but who are you kidding? You bought it for the summer. You may go, maybe you'll go once for Pesach, but no one's going there on a consistent basis throughout the winter. When do you put up your mezuzah? You moved all your stuff in January 1st. You bought it January 1st. You ain't going to live there, okay, till June, May, Labor Day, May 20th, or whatever it is, yeah? When do you put in? Says Rav Azriel Arbach, guess what? You got to put it up on January 1st. He says, Kishakones abai so sokra al das logersham lepa'amim, for sometimes, oh, no fish. No fish is what? Summer. No, it's no fish. Break, vacation, yeah, right? Okedoma. Yasim mezuzah miyad put up mezuzim. Why? Shezeh nikra shekavu abayis. This is your dwelling in it. Your dwelling is temporary, so your ownership, it becomes beisecha. When your house that you're going to live in every day, own becomes beisecha when you actually move in. Your summer home becomes beisecha, becomes your house, the second you buy it, because you're going to go to it infrequently. Ki memele, no garshim kavua. You're not going to live there frequently. Tov, it's good. Shekvena masai shenim tzusham pam rishona. So he says you don't have to make a separate trip to the country to go put it in. But the first time, you go check it out. You make a dry run to make sure that the heat works, you know, on March 1st. Or whatever it is. So you go there, you have to put up the mezuzahs at that time.
With bracha?
Sounds like with the bracha, absolutely. Because it's a summer home and that is beisecha. That is the normal way. We should be zocha to always make mezuzah bracha and not to cry when we buy a house.